Greetings, podcast listeners. Something very special for you today. We will start with an interview with Jason Brewer from the band Explorers Club, and that's coming up in just a minute. They've got a new record out, and it's really a unique record. You're going to hear all about it and a little bit of Explorers Club music right after I give you a little bit of spiel here. Coming up later in the podcast, you're going to hear a commercial I've made for side one of my premium, what we're calling side one. I've put together a CD this year, 22 of my favorite bands recording 22 top 40 hits from the 1970s. And I must say, I requested that they record them unironically. And the results are blowing my mind. It is just an incredible CD. Starting February 20th, we start our fundraising drive. It's 2 weeks every year that we do, and we take our sort of a break from regular programming, and this is how we raise just about 99% of our yearly budget. It comes directly from you folks, the listeners. And I'd like to appeal specially to the podcast listeners to show support for this radio station and for this podcast and pledge. A pledge is $75 or more. You would get a bumper sticker or some WFMU soap. You will get a cool new T-shirt, and you will also get this CD called Super Hits of the 70s. After the interview with Jason Brewer, starting shortly, you're going to hear a commercial for Super Hits of the 70s that excerpts half of the songs from this amazing album. And then after it, you're going to hear one song in its entirety. I thought I'd throw that at the end of the podcast just to keep your breath bated and to keep you happy on the subway or wherever you're listening to this thing. There's some amazing tracks on it. You can get the details at michaelshelley.net/2012. You can see the list of songs. There's some liner notes there. You can see the amazing artwork, and you can see a video related to this CD. It's all at michaelshelley.net/2012. I highly recommend you check that out. I highly recommend you pledge. There's a link there to pledge as well. And like I said, listen to my interview with Jason, and then a little commercial for Super Hits of the 70s, and then a full song. So it's all here. And then tune in next week. You'll hear clips from the other half of the record, and another full track, and you also hear my interview with Laura Cantrell. That's coming next week's podcast. So thanks, folks, for your support all year, and I hope to see you pledging soon. That is a number one hit record there from the Explorers Club. Like I said, I've been listening to this band all week and quite excited. Jason Brewer, welcome to the program. Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, pleasure to have you. First of all, thanks for taking part in the Super Hits of the 70s record. We start off the program with your version of Don't Pull Your Love today. And it's just been such a pleasure to hear all these amazing tracks. And let's start with that one. I mean, your band is really an amazing sounding band. Was this in your head? How did it get born, the idea?
growing up, hearing all the classic records of the 50s and the 60s and the 70s from, you know, different relatives and friends and neighbors, and just hearing all that stuff growing up, just kind of really planted a little seed in my brain that, you know, that's the kind of music that really means the most to me. And I've always wanted, and I always felt like, I guess just going back, and every time I would, you know, start songwriting, I would go back and think, well, you know, I wanted to sound like a real record, and a real record to me was those classic records. So I think when I put the band together, I really wanted to go, you know, go for just a classic period of music, and I felt like that was just the direction we wanted to go in.
It's kind of interesting because a lot of folks approach the 60s from the to try to make an authentic garagey sounding record, and it's very interesting to hear the sort of to try to make an authentic Wrecking Crew style record. That's something folks don't usually do, so it is refreshing because so many folks are fans of the music you guys are drawing from. Obviously, the Beach Boys, and then, you know, I think the Wrecking Crew, and there's a little bit of Herb Albert, and there's a little bit of James Bond, and there's all kinds of great sort of stuff going on there. But as you pointed out, you guys have the original songs to make it work. Without the songs, it would just be a sort of a pastiche nonsense, you know?
Right. Yeah, you know, I think one thing that kind of sets us apart in that way, you kind of pointed out, I think what we do can be very time-consuming and difficult, and because those guys back then, making, especially like the Wrecking Crew, like you mentioned, those guys were just consummate professionals, and, you know, we're young guys still kind of figuring it out, but, you know, we really just aim for that kind of excellence, and we try our best to get there.
I've seen some video of the band live, and it recreates the sort of vibe of the records nicely. There's a nice sort of split, the difference between a live energy and that sort of pristine sound of the records. What can folks expect live, because you've got a bunch of shows coming up?
Yeah, you know, we definitely do our best to recreate our recordings live, but at the same time, we really like to inject a lot of energy and a lot of, you know, just a little bit of relatability, not so you're standing there just watching a bunch of guys play songs. You know, we want to make it personalized. We want it to be, you know, something that connects with folks. And so, you know, interjecting some energy, maybe doing an extended instrumental section, things like that, just to kind of, you know, draw the people in and draw the attention into the group.
Yeah. How long does it take to make these records? Because they are so detailed and they sound so good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, it just depends. I think we did the Don't Pull Your Love song for you guys, and we did it in an afternoon.
Oh, wow.
You know, to make our new record, it took a really long time, but it didn't take a long time due to the actual process of making the records. It was, it was just a financial issue, but... you know, to really get it, I mean, we definitely do a lot of takes and really get it down. But, you know, also kind of the charm of some of those early records, if you really know, the Wrecking Crew would go in there and they would cut, you know, five songs in a day or something crazy like that. So, you know, sometimes I think we always get hung up on the details of overdubbing and little parts, but the massive whole of the record, of the song, you know, we kind of try to don't make it too perfect, because we want it to have, you know, some real charm to it, not just this is perfect.
Yeah, that's important. I think there's six guys in the band, and I think everybody but the drummer sings. Is that correct?
Correct.
And lead vocals kind of go around, and it's a big thing. Was it hard? Is it hard to find guys that share the vision?
I think that, you know, the way I had started the band way, like, 7 years ago was I'd recorded some of these tracks with my co-writer, who's actually not a member of the band, but I recorded some tracks with him and just played it to these guys to be like, wouldn't it be cool to play this sound out? And these guys totally just locked in. And, you know, through the years, we've had a few guys come in and out, but, you know, there are plenty of folks who, you know, where we're from and, musicians I know down in the Southeast that have just jumped at the chance to play something different. And I think that was kind of the allure. And a lot of the guys, I mean, I really went for guys to be in the group that I knew had similar background in music that I liked. And so it was, you know, it wasn't that hard putting a band together. It's sometimes hard keeping a band together.
Yeah, we've heard that story many times. Let me remind folks, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and WFMU.org. And Jason Brewer from the Explorers Club is my guest right now. Check out explorersclubmusic.com for information on the band and their new record, Grand Hotel, which just came out this week. And they're playing at Maxwell's on Monday the 13th with a band called Honey Church. And then they're playing at Rockwood Music Hall in Manhattan on Wednesday the 15th. And in Brooklyn at Spike Hill on the 16th. You need a gig in Queens and Staten Island, and you'll have all five boroughs covered. You guys are in the middle. You got some gigs also where? D.C., some other folks listening on the web might check.
Boston. Playing in Boston, and we're playing in North Carolina tonight. We're playing Philadelphia on Sunday. So, you know, kind of plenty of opportunities if you're on the East Coast to catch the Explorers Club this week.
ExplorersClubMusic.com. The record it just came out, and there's obviously some heat behind it. There's lots of reviews popping up, and it is the kind of record that folks like to write about. There's a story behind it. It's interesting. You know, it's just not another same old record. I think that's going to help you guys out here, and it's been getting some great reviews.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We were playing last night, and conversation with one of the other bands we were playing with, just he was like, wow, it's really weird to see a bunch of guys playing this kind of music. And I just kind of looked at him and I said, yeah, we're kind of a lone wolf in that way. So I think, you know, we definitely have an advantage that, you know, it's kind of like there's all these really great innovative bands right now, and then here comes this sore thumb sticking out from South Carolina.
Yes, it is it's a good time for the Explorers Club. I think it's a perfect sort of time because, yeah, you know, things go in cycles. And how many guys with tattoos and, you know, songs that sound like they're rap rock songs can you put up with? You know, it's just, I've had it.
I get it.
Yeah, me too. So congratulations, Grand Hotel. Folks can pick it up. And I saw you holding an 8-track tape on Facebook. Is it real?
Oh, absolutely. We have, we got a friend of ours in Charleston has an 8-track duplicator, and we went and found some new old stock 8-tracks. Actually, they were from a store that's not existing anymore in New Jersey. I can't remember the name of it, but we found these old 8-tracks, and we purchased them, and we got a friend of ours to... We put our album on there, so if you come to the Explorers Club, you can certainly purchase an 8-track tape. We also have, obviously, vinyl and CDs and cassettes, too.
Yeah. Wow. All formats. I saw Cheap Trick last year, and they held up their last record came out on 8-track, and they said our 8-track was the number one selling 8-track in the world last year.
We're going to give them a run for their money.
Right, that
year.
Could mean 20 copies. It's sort of hard to say. Go see the band The Explorers Club and pick up a copy of their 8-track at Maxwell's on Monday, Rockwood Music Hall, Spike Hill. Check all the dates at explorersclubmusic.com, I think is the right spot. And you're on Facebook and all those other places. I've got a song queued up called Run, Run, Run from the new record, which is I think this is a number one hit song. Is there any doubt in your mind?
We certainly hope it will be. With that one, we were really, you know, shooting for the gold there.
You totally achieve. It is it's just a satisfying song. You know, I really, really been enjoying all of your guys' records, and I do. I urge everybody to go get some of the stuff. And you guys have given away some music. There's stuff you can find on your website and places. So go explore.
Yeah, just head over to the website and get all the details to get. You know, we've given away some. We did some cool covers of some older songs, and we've done. You know, we had some early takes of some of the stuff that ended up on our new record. So lots of stuff if you want to become an Explorers Club fan, there's a lot of incentives.
You know, and I wanted to point out Mark Lynette, who remixed and sort of put together all those Beach Boys reissues, which I've always thought those twofers are some of the finest sounding CDs. Like when I want to listen to how a CD player sounds or how a room sounds or something, I always bring one of those CDs. They are so awesome. And he mixed your record. And did such a sweet job. It just sounds so good.
Yeah, he's a great, just a great musical mind and a great guy. And just, you know, it was a major blessing to have him involved in our project. I think that, you know, we were hitting doubles and triples, but he, you know, helped us get it out of the park.
Yes. Well, I'm going to play Run, Run, Run now. We will see you Monday at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey. And good luck with Grand Hotel. It's a great record, and it just deserves the widest possible exposure.
All right. Well, thank you for having me on today.
Oh, thank you, Jason. And thanks again for Don't Pull Your Love.
Absolutely.
All right.
Our
see
pleasure.
You soon. Thanks.
Thanks.
On my mind, so now I've got to try to get back to you some way, because deep down inside there's so much I want to say. Then I'll run, run, run till I get back to you. Run, 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 do what I have to do. Run, run, run till I get back in your arms again. Found out what you mean to me. I want you to know you're the one I need. So now I've got to try to get back to you some way, because deep down inside there's so much I want to say. And I'll run, run, run till I get back to you. Run, 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 do what I have to do. Run, run,
Mike Schell presents Super Hits of the 70s. Your favorite number one hits of the 1970s as done by your favorite stars of today. Stars like Bambi Keno.
You're 16. You're beautiful. You're
Frank Bango.
You wear it well.
The Bo Keys.
Yeah, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
Bucky.
Now that you're gone, all that's left is a band.
Chandler Travis Philharmonic. Paul Collins Beat.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again.
The Dollmans.
Oh, ring, ring, why don't you give me a call?
Bell Sound featuring Dennis Dykin. Mike Doty. Eugene Edwards.
I hear you knocking, but you can't. Come in.
The Explorers Club.
Don't pour your love out on me, honey.
All these and more. This fine collection is available exclusively through this radio offer and is not available in stores. The only way to own this fine collection is to pledge to the WFMU 2012 Fundraising Marathon. Remember, postage and handling is included. No salesman will call, and COD orders are not accepted. It's Super Hits of the 1970s. Visit WFMU.org/marathon. Get yours today.